Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Prepare your eyes and your hearts to break, because it's Sam Bloody Sinnott's last day as the Viewmaster on BFM.
You know, that's the first time I've been referred to as Sam Bloody Sinnott.
Usually it's Sam Sinnott.
Soggy Sinnott.
Soggy, what's the
Soggy kebab, baby.
Soggy kebab. Follow along for
antics.
For antics at home. It is Sam's last day on Viewmaster. You've been doing this longer than I've been doing this. You've been here for like 5 years.
Yeah, I looked over the Viewmaster website today. Check out the B-casts. They're all back there. And I've been doing this for 5 years and 1 month. So
bloody
over
hell.
Half a decade, which is an awful way to say that sentence, like over half a decade.
But
that's how old I am.
Yeah. That feels elderly when you say it like that. Sam, because it is your last show this morning, everybody's going to send nice messages on 5395, aren't they, at home? And also, we're going to do a bit of a recap of TV that you've loved across that time as well.
Yeah, we are.
You get a little Sam Sinnott cheat sheet so you can go away and binge watch all your recommendations.
Yeah, I thought I'd just pull together like all of the shows that if I was to give you these seven shows and you watch them, we'll be like, oh, that's who Sam is.
Yeah, this is a portrait of Sam in TV.
Yeah.
Lovely. Okay.
So it's all the stuff I like, basically.
Hit us with your first selection then.
I'm going to do one that's a bit out there and didn't get enough attention when I reviewed it the first time. But Watchmen, the TV show that came out in 2020 or 2021, it's a follow-on from the Watchmen comic books, and it's just fantastic. It's got some amazing themes around, like, racism mainly is the main theme, and then just like it continues the story in such a good way. And the guy who wrote Watchmen the comics originally, he was like, yeah, it's good, and he famously doesn't watch any of his adaptations, and even he was pleased with this.
So is it superheroes, is that right?
Yes, yeah. Watchmen the superheroes. It's like the movie, it's about superheroes, but it's also not about superheroes. It really it's a world in which superheroes stopped a bunch of disasters, and but most of them are just like people in tights and they run around fighting. But then there is Dr. Manhattan, who's this big blue guy who's made up of space energy.
Cool.
And it's a really cool love story, but it's also a really cool just continuation of this like amazing thematic book. And like Watchmen was the comic book that kind of changed comic books forever.
Yeah.
So read the books or watch the movie and then watch the show, and you'll be like, wow, okay, this is stunning. And squids fall from the sky, so that's really fun.
Oh, gorgeous. What more could you want from a TV show about superheroes?
Yeah,
eh?
It's really good.
You got tights, space energy, squids, and the seal of approval from the original creator.
Exactly.
Love to see it.
And the second show I want to recommend is another superhero show, the last one on the list. Just so we're aware.
I think it's fair to have in a portrait of Sam in TV at least two superhero shows.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah,
you can't
yeah.
just have one.
You got to.
Quite a big superhero percentage in your content watching.
And you know what? Shame Marvel, it's not you. This is The Boys, which is on Amazon Prime Video. I actually don't know if Watchmen is still on Neon, but if it is, then it's on there. If it's not,
you can find it.
You can find it somewhere. The Boys on Amazon Prime Video, this has redefined the superhero genre. It's from Image Comics. It's a really insane comic book that turned into an even equally or not more insane TV series. It has two Kiwi actors in the helm of the lead roles, which is really cool.
Love it.
And it's just really fun, really schlocky, grindhouse kind of vibes. Most of these shows that I'm reviewing also have like very strong anti-capitalist themes, so
love
that's
to see
great.
It.
And yeah, I just love it. It's been going on for, I think, 3 seasons now. It's got a spin-off coming out.
Cool.
4 seasons coming. It just keeps getting better and better, honestly.
Oh, that's awesome. I also feel like I have heard so many people who would normally never touch superhero type TV really love The Boys. It sort of like pulls in a slightly different superhero crowd.
Yeah, this is the one show that if you are sick of superheroes, you can still watch it and be like, oh yeah, okay, I get
this
it.
This is cool. Yeah. Nice. Okay, so that's The Boys. What else is on the list?
We had to go with It's a Sin. Which I think came out like 2 years ago now.
That's crazy.
It's a Sin, starring Ollie from Years and Years.
That's the one.
About the AIDS crisis in the UK in the 80s. Such a sad, limited series, like 5 episodes. So bloody sad, so sweet, so heart-wrenching. I cried the whole way through it. I could watch that show, I think, every single year and not get bored of it. And it's just a great way for queer people like me to look back on the past and like have a real remembrance for the lack of science and lack of care that was kind of around at that time, and be grateful that there are life-saving medications now for HIV.
Hard out. That was a Russell T Davies show, is that right?
And Russell T Davies just does amazing work. I also never reviewed the show, but Cucumber was a show he released. And that was really good as well. He just does some amazing... And Queer as Folk. Oh, my God. He's just...
He's done a lot.
He loves the gays and...
he loves the nerds shows. As well. He loves the gays and the nerds.
Yes.
Just right in the pocket here.
So much Doctor Who news coming out, by the way. But that's a whole separate thing.
That's a different story for a different day. All right. That's fantastic. What else have you got for us, Sam?
Okay. Now, this had to be done. But Glee, the first season. So people, when I say Glee, people are like, oh, yeah, boo. And I get it. When we were watching Glee, like in my age cohort, it was like the third, fourth, fifth, sixth season. And it was off the rails. It was dumb. It was...
Yeah, it lost the plot.
It was just trying to jam songs into it because it was this huge money-making machine for Fox.
Totally.
But the first season is a satire. And probably Ryan Murphy from American Horror Story and all those other stories... his peak,
yes.
I think. Because that first season is a satire on High School Musical and the idea of high school. And it's just really good. And if you sit back and be like, oh, this is camp. And they're making fun of high school and how we treat people. And also like...
the American high school concept and all of that stuff.
And the culture at the time in like 2009, 2010... it makes more sense.
Totally. And I actually am really glad you said this because I think so much of the conversation about Glee has been tainted by how just terrible and into its own world it got. But you're right. Like that first season was just a hilarious bit of satire.
Yep.
It's so cringe. It's so like stressful to watch. But also that was the intention.
Yeah.
And then they forgot that was the intention and ruined it.
I mean, it features a scene of Will Schuster singing... and who's a Broadway star, by the way, before Glee ever happened, was a Broadway star, singing to a teenage girl who wants to like date him, who's a student, and singing Don't Stand So Close to Me. Like, that's genius level comedy.
Yeah, it's
that we just brushed over.
It's absolutely knew what it was doing in that first season, and then it lost the plot. So yeah, go back to season one Glee. Love to see it. What else is on there, Sam?
Oh my God, okay, I've got to start moving quickly. Hacks, Gene Smart, such a brilliant show. It's season two came out this year or last year. It's still brilliant. It's funnier than ever. I've seen them both on the picket lines on the writers' strike.
Hard
out. Because, you know, they're both like hardcore writers and it's really important that we pay our writers. And I really hope season three comes out. But obviously I want to make sure that everyone gets paid a fair wage before...
We can wait. Yeah. We can wait.
If you haven't checked out Hacks, it's a story about two generationally divided comedians and just fame and... what it means for female friendships intergenerationally, and it's just really, really good. And
it got me through COVID.
It's just so funny.
Yeah, fantastic. Hacks, what else?
Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Now, this is
classic.
Yeah, on its 15th season, I believe, coming
bloody
out soon.
Bloody hell.
I think season 15 comes out in June, which is crazy. But this show started doing social commentary about, like, the ignorant white person way before... like woke culture even became a concept in our brain.
Yeah.
And that's why I think it's brilliant, because it's stuck to its roots. It never tries to stay out of its lane, go out of its lane, but it's still so funny. And the team behind it, the three guys and Dee, I can't remember what the actress's name is, but they just love making it. And they've got a podcast where they talk about it, which I listen to sometimes. And it just, so many episodes. If you just want to binge a show that's like kind of mind numbing, but also like, actually has some cool social commentary. Check it out.
Cool. That's the one, Always Sunny. What else you got on the list?
I think we're up to the last one, number 7. Oh, my
Ooh,
God.
Top one. Or not necessarily. This is a no rank order, is it?
No rank order.
Yeah.
But this is the last show I may ever recommend you guys.
Drama.
I May Destroy You. Which,
yes.
Oh, my God. People have got snubbed for any awards, which was so annoying.
Absolutely. Terrible.
Michaela Coel. I learned her name is, not Cole. Coel.
Oh, you learn something new every day.
Crazy. She made the show about sexual assault and just dealing with that and kind of social media fame and turning trauma into social media clout. And it's just brilliant. I remember watching it the first time being so moved, and we reviewed it on here, and it got the best show of the year that year for me. And it just, I don't think people talk about it enough. It's kind of like, because Michaela Coel loves to do like one season and then kind of get out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what happened with the show, which is fine. And that's what I really like about British TV, is they don't mind just being like, here's a one and done story.
Yeah.
But if it's a one and done story, people don't continue to talk about it because it comes out and then we're just, oh, it's gone. So yeah. Go back and watch that as well if you...
Yeah, that's a phenomenal piece of television.
So good, so, so good, so good.
And I like that you've given us on that list, you know, some pretty hearty stuff there, Sam, and also some Glee, you know? So yeah. It's all about balance.
It's all about balance. I'm actually taking up yoga after this, and I'm all about balance
yeah,
now.
We're just drinking green smoothies and go for long walks.
I haven't had a green smoothie ever?
They're disgusting. Don't worry, you're not missing out on anything. Sam, thank you so much for all your amazing Viewmasters over the last 5 years. We're really going to miss you on Friday mornings.
Thank you so much. I've really loved it.
Brilliant recommendations. The listeners love you. You're getting so many excellent texts saying thank you for all your recommendations, Sam. Found so much great TV from your chats. Really love this segment. We're going to miss you. It's going to be a different Friday morning without you in the studio, Sam.
Guys.
But don't be a stranger. We'll get you back in every now and then for the odd little secret thing. Who knows?
You may hear this voice, you know, on the radio again.
Can't keep you away from a mic, really, can we?
I love the sound of my own voice. It's actually insane.
Hey, Sam, best of luck with your big boy job, and we will talk to you very soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Viewmaster, only on 95 BFM.